It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM. I'm John Moe. Maybe the Obama and Romney campaigns have us all wrong. Amy Mitchell is with the Pew Research Center for Excellence in Journalism. She co-authored a new report on politics and social media.
When you look at what the campaigns themselves were pushing out, the economy ruled.
Indeed, the candidates can't say enough about the economy.
We're going to finally cut federal spending, stop the borrowing, and get America on track to a balanced budget.
We need tax relief for middle-class families who are out there working to make sure...
Then when we look at what citizens were retweeting and sharing and liking in the different platforms, it was not mostly the economy. There were other issues which tend to be ones that people feel passionately about, like immigration, women's rights, these issues where people feel sort of a very personal connection to them.
Mitchell says the Obama team posts four times as much on social media as Romney's campaign and is active on twice as many platforms. It's also more targeted.
At the time that we were studying, the Obama campaign had 18 different voter groups that people could join and get updates on that were catered to them, whether it was veterans or women or young people or any other number of groups. The Romney campaign at the time of our study did not have any voter groups that people could join. They have now added 9, and I imagine may continue to add some as the campaign progresses.
What do you think is the significance of that, that the Obama campaign is taking this much more micro-targeted approach?
Well, you also think about how that connects to what people were sharing or liking. It's the things that they feel personally connected to. And that's a lot of what the digital campaign is about. This development of technology is feeling like there's a one-on-one connection with a candidate.
That feeling of connection, however, isn't being reciprocated, says Mika Sifri from the site Tech President.
There's very little retweeting. There's very little commenting. There's very little listening going on by these campaigns. In some ways, they're taking the old habits that come from broadcast media, where you talk at voters and you message at voters, and not really using the two-way nature of online media.
Why is that?
Now, I think they've decided that this is the most reliable path, that anything else where you open yourself up to dialogue is fraught with risk. They're very worried about making any unforced errors, anything that the other side can pounce upon and, you know, turn into a flap.
Mika Sifri of Tech President. Present me with the data.
According to a recent study,
teenagers don't prefer to listen to music on CDs or MP3s or Spotify or 8-tracks. According to Nielsen, 2/3 of people under 18 choose YouTube as their primary music destination. Now, if we look at the all-time most popular YouTube videos, we should be able to arrange a kind of playlist of what the teenagers love most, starting with Justin Bieber. Drop in some Lady Gaga. Rock out to Rebecca Black.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday.
Dance to Charlie Bit My Finger.
Charlie, that really hurt.
And bang your head to Nyan Cat. Well, I'm sure teens are a bit pickier than that. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Get Marketplace any way you'd like every day, right here on your local public radio station and on marketplace.org/Slacker, Stitcher, Flipboard, and iTunes.